To avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to break your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Break Your Luck. Here's the market.
Thank you. Rod, I think they're screaming for Rod Roddy, but I'm here anyways, and I welcome you all to Press Your Luck, television's most competitive game. And now let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Daylene Goforth. How are you, Daylene? Daylene, I understand that you are the world's biggest Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case?
That's true.
You go to all the games?
Almost.
And you know all the players?
Oh, yeah.
What's your what's the prognosis for the next season?
Oh, they're going to... series all the way.
This is it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Zach, Team Yeager.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you and the Dodgers. And let's meet our second player, Jeff Comstock.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Jeff, good. Thanks. Where are you from?
I'm from Redlands, California. Uh-huh. I went to school at in San Luis Obispo, and I'm an L.A. resident now and love it.
I got you. I understand that you are you went to college and you had kind of a nickname in college?
Well, yeah. My nickname was a party animal, kind of taken after Animal House, my story.
Cute guy. All right. Welcome. And let's meet our champion, Troy Garrison. $15,600, Troy. Right, you told us a bit about the theater company that you direct. Tell us a bit more about that. That's very fascinating.
Okay, it's a very, very, very nonprofit organization called Cracker Jack Theater, and we've taken on the job of spreading the Get High on Yourself spirit all over the country.
Uh-huh, the alternative to the drugs. Good for you, Troy. Well, I hope we can turn this day into a profit organization for you and or for Daylene or Jeff. Are you ready?
We're
players, ready. I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the Big Press Your Luck game board. A correct buzz and answer gives you three spins, and the correct multiple choice answer, one spin. The more spins you have, the more money you can win, because as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, fabulous prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! Ha ha! You make money as I did. I had 750 to my total. I'm going to break those predictions. However, on occasion, you can hit a whammy. And if you do that, it reduces your total to zero, which is a sad place to be. So let's avoid that. And with all that in mind, are you ready to press your luck?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it, Peter.
If you're in the market, the average diamond engagement ring is what fraction of a carat? Jeff?
Three quarters.
All right, it's the correct answer. Three quarters, one quarter, or one half? Daylene?
I say one half, Peter.
Daylene says it's one half. Let's go over to Troy.
Say one quarter.
One quarter, one of each, huh? Well, the average diamond engagement ring is one half of a carat.
Oh!
Daylene, you have one? One half. Lady's right in this case. She gets a spin, and Jeff and Troy are yet to be heard from. Here is the second question. Married ladies have been known to wish out loud that their husbands could be shipped off to Timbuktu. To which continent would they be sending them? Troy?
Africa.
Is the correct answer Africa, Asia, or Australia? Daylene?
Asia.
Daylene says it's Asia. Let's find out what Jeff says.
Asia.
Asia. Well, Timbuktu is relocated in the continent of Africa.
Oh,
that means Troy comes in with three big spins. Jeff, if you sent somebody to Timbuktu and went to find them, you'd never find them. All right. Third question. In the land of Dixie, what animal is known as a polecat? Troy?
The skunk.
The skunk. Is it the skunk, the possum or the weasel? Bailey?
Well, Troy acts like he knows. So I'd say the skunk.
Skunk, you see, Lee, let's see what you have. You say it's a skunk.
Yeah.
Well, a polecat is really a skunk.
Yeah.
Right. Game goes to two. Jeff picks up a spin, and Troy goes to a big six. Here's the fourth and final question. What does the D stand for in COD? Daleen?
Delivery.
All right, is the correct answer delivery? Demand or deposit? Jeff?
Delivery.
Jeff says it's delivery. Troy, what do you think?
Delivery.
Delivery. The D in COD stands for delivery. Pat, on delivery. That's what you're going to get. Daleen goes to five, Jeff to two, and Troy goes to seven. That was our last question for all. You can work those things in big dollars when we come back right after this. Let's win it. $15,000 up there in that board as well as some whammies, so you want to be careful. Remember, the player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round, and that is a big advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins anytime you're afraid of the whammy, and four whammies put you out of the game. The player with the fewest spins is, of course, Jeff. With $2, $0, Jeff, let's go for big bucks.
Okay, big bucks, come on, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at $600. One spin left, $600 left, and go.
Come on, no whammies, big bucks, stop.
Stop at $500. Wound up with $1,100, Jeff. Excellent. We now go to Daleen with five spins and $0. Are you ready, Daleen?
I'm ready.
Big bucks.
Stop.
Stop at $100 and a spin. It's almost like a free $100, Daleen. Five spins still. Are you ready?
Yeah. Stop.
Broke all the pavement, Denny, but he only got $100 off you. That's not too bad. Right. Get it out of your system.
Stop.
Stop at an exercise bench. Value $407, Denny. Who can press your luck at that?
I'm going to press my luck.
Press it on.
Stop
at a ring, a diamond ring. Let's hope it's a half a carat. $550. That's a total of $957, Daleen. Two spins, press your luck real fast. Second place. Gonna go.
Stop
at $1,500. You are now in first place, Daleen, with $2,457. Gonna pass? All right, that spin gets passed to Jeff. He's the player with the next highest amount of money. Here
we go. Come on, big
boss.
Go
in. $500. A gift from Daleen to you. Very nice. It is a post-Christmas gift of $500. $1,600 for you, Jeff. Let's go to Troy, our champ, with $0.07. Here we go.
And
stop.
Stop. $500. Yeah. Third place. Press your luck to pass.
Troy, person.
Going up.
Stop.
Stop at $500. That's $1,000. Third place. Five spins. You're going. Stop at $750.
Yeah.
That's a total of $1,750. Second place. Four spins left. You've got about $700 less than daily.
You're going to press my luck.
Here we go.
We're going to
stop at $750. That's $2,500. First place by $43. Boy, what are you going to do with three spins?
I'm going to play.
Stop at flatware. Value that. $550. Brings you to $3,050. Two spins, Jeff. What are you going to do with it?
One more time.
One more. $3,000. A punch set. Value of that punch set is $585. You're now up to $3,635. That's about $1,200 more than Daleen. One spin left. Best of luck.
Gonna call.
Cash is going to Daleen. Second place, Daleen. One spin here. You got to get out of the bushes. Here we go with $327.57 to Daleen. Just got $1,500. Troy, what's that? Second chance. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Don't go up. more questions. That means four more answers. And those turn into spins. And in this round, you know a spin can be worth as much as $5,000. Also, whoever wins this round gets to take all the money home and come back again tomorrow. With that in mind, are you ready to press your luck with the questions? According to advice by beauty experts in Penthouse magazine, where is the very best place to store open bottles of cologne? Daleen?
In the refrigerator.
All right, is the correct answer the refrigerator? The medicine chest or the linen closet? Jeff?
The refrigerator.
Refrigerator says, Jeff, let's go to Troy.
Refrigerator.
Refrigerator. Well, because colognes lose their fragrance in heat and light, the best place to store them is indeed in the refrigerator. Daleen goes to three. Jeff's one, and Troy gets one. Second question. It is possible to save money by using those coupons manufacturers give out. Round it off. How much is the average coupon worth to the consumer, Jeff?
50 cents.
50 cents. Is the correct answer 50 cents, 20 cents, or 25 cents? Daleen?
25 cents.
Daleen says it's 25 cents. Let's go to Troy.
25 cents.
25. Well, the average coupon is worth 25 cents. Daleen goes to four, Jeff stays at one, and Troy goes to two. Third question. Here's a wintertime question. That seems to make sense, because it's wintertime. Can't fool us. How many sides does a snowflake have? Jeff.
Eight.
Eight is the correct answer. Eight, five, or six? Daleen?
Eight.
I think there's something up there you're looking at, Daleen.
There's snow here. Eight.
Eight? Say that painfully. Eight, says Daleen. Troy?
I'll say eight.
Eight. Well, guess what, gang? A snowflake has six sides. No. Eight sides is an octagon. What does that have to do with anything? I have no idea. But it's an interesting answer, and you learn something every day on Test Your Luck. Okay, fourth question. If your baggage is tagged with the letters SFO, at what American city airport would you, Jeff?
San Francisco International.
Right, at what American city's airport would you hopefully find it? San Francisco, says Jeff, is the correct answer. San Francisco, St. Louis, or Salt Lake City? Daleen?
San Francisco.
Daleen says it's San Francisco. Troy?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. SFO is the baggage code for it. San Francisco. That's right. Daleen goes to five, Jeff to four, and Troy goes to three. And all our players will be taking those valuable spins to our big board to decide who the winner is going to be on Crush Your Luck. So stick with it. We'll be right back. You want to make some money. Oh, I figured as much. We've got $50,000 in cash up there waiting for you to get your hands on it. And remember, one of those prizes is worth more than $5,000. But don't forget the whammy, because he's up there too, and he'll take away every last fun team you may have. So let's take a look at your dollar totals. We've got Jeff at $1,600, Daleen at $2,757, Troy has $3,635, and Jeff, you are going to play last in this the final round because you came on first in the first round. So you sit back and relax. We go to the player with the least amount of money, Jeff, with $1,600, but
right,
a mighty four spin, Jeff.
Stop.
Stop, Adam. Punch him. All right, Jeff, no dollars.
Okay,
three,
I got three
spins, one win.
Okay,
here we go.
Let's go. A lot of money, stop.
Do you have it out of your system, Jeff?
I certainly hope so.
Two spins left.
Okay, come on.
Here we go.
Big bucks, let's go. Stop.
Stop and go back to space. Jeff, you leaped out of the bushes from $0 to $4,000. You're in first place. Two spins. Oh,
Stop.
Yeah. $4,750. You have $1,100 more than Troy. $1,750. He's also worked himself into a frenzy. $7,250. First place for now, Jeff. Let's see if it holds up. We're going to go to Daleen with $2,757 and five spins. Daleen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Stop.
Stop it. Move one space to $1,500 and a spin or a tent trailer. Daylene, which would you have?
Oh, a dilemma. The trailer.
The tent trailer. Daylene wants the tent trailer. Daylene, that was a wise decision because the value is $4,639. And that puts you in first place by $146 over Jeff. Four spins, fresh your luck or pass?
Fresh.
He doesn't play.
Stop.
Stop it. Where's the answer? Oh, and the value of that trip to Birdie Beach is $1,393. $87 is the total they need. That's $1,500 more than Jeff. What are you going to do? $87.89 on the line. $0, two whammies, but you have two spins. You can build it right back up.
I have to go, Peter. I have to press my luck.
All right, keep going. Come on. Stop at $800. Third place, one spin left, Daylene. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press
my luck. It's looking for some big bucks.
Stop.
Stop. Sorry, Daylene. No dollars, no more spins, three whammies. What's happened? We're throwing whammies everywhere. Look at these whammies, they're going crazy. Daylene has three whammies. We'll get that whammy up there, Daylene. You've got it, unfortunately. It's yours. However, the game is not over. Things can happen. Whammies are running amok. Are we all settled with these whammies? Okay. Now we go to Troy with 36-35, three spins, no whammies. Troy, are you ready?
You've got to double your money there. Here we go.
Beat Jeff.
Stop.
Stop at $1,500. Brings you up to $6,135. $2,000 less than Jeff.
Gotta go.
Stop it. Move one space to $1,500 and a spin or Frankfurt, Germany.
Germany.
The value of that trip is $4,236. You now have $9,271, Troy. That's $1,100 more than Jeff. One spin left. If you can hit the whammy, you'll win. You can pass it to Jeff. If he whammies, or if he doesn't whammy, if he just gets something less than $2,000, you'll win. Which way do you want to play it?
I've got to play it.
You're going to play it? Let's see if Troy can win.
Stop
at $1,250. And Troy, you're the winner once again. $1,000. Congratulations. We'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this message. We're back to today's big Dress Your Luck winner, Troy, with $10,621. And Troy, sit back and relax because Rod Roddy's going to tell you exactly what you won.
I sure will, Peter. Troy, you won some beautiful flatware. For truly elegant dining, this lovely Michael C. Cena silver plate flatware. 68 pieces of a contemporary deluxe floor set from the Michael C. Cena Company. Plus, this elegant 15-piece pint set in luxurious silver plate from the designer collection of fine silver from the Michael C. Cena Company. Plus, Troy, a German holiday. For you and your companion, we'll fly you air coach from Los Angeles to Frankfurt, Germany via World Airways. The airline with wide-body DC-10 service, great meals, pleasant service, and first-run films, World Airways. And you and your companion will enjoy a five-night stay at one of Frankfurt's fine hotels, overlooking the River Main, only a short walk to the city center, theaters, and shopping. Those prizes totaling $5,371, combined with the $5,250 in cash you won today, and the $14,600 in cash and prizes that you won previously, gives you a grand total, Troy, of $25,231.
Congratulations, Troy. $25,221. You still have to work on coming out of your shell.
I know that, Peter.
Troy, you know about our rule with that $25,000 is our limit. You have gone over with $25,221. You get to keep it all if you are a retired champion. And I must say, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy in terms of that money. Well done. And continued good luck with your theater group. A pleasure having you with us. Really enjoyed it. Daylene and Jeff, you are not going to be going away empty-handed. I know you'd just like to take a whammy with you, I bet. But we've got some nice prizes for you, and I thank you for being on.
Thank you, Peter. I had a great time.
All right, we have three new players next time. Until then, remember, in the words of Mark Court, of Fort Worth, Texas. Remy's favorite color is green. If he don't get some, he do become me. This is Peter Tamarkin saying, so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Testing corners of fitted mattress beds. Four fitted corners for free and easy bed making. Featuring no shift, no slide, no bunching from Perfect Fit Industries. Plus, Kentucky Fried Chicken gift certificates and special thermal bags. Don't forget the fresh made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, too. All for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And a 3.5-quart crock pot. A blanket of these circles of stone red crock pot for roast, stews, and soups. Removable liner for serving and easy cleanup. Also, use Reese's peanut butter flavored chips for great peanut butter taste and all kinds of cookies and brownies. Delicious Reese's peanut butter chips made with real peanut. And take a little work out of kitchen chores. The Oscar can opener sit diffuser has power gears and magnetic weight lifter. The cutting blade can be removed for easy cleaning, and the juicer makes pulp-free juice. Also, control. Discover the secret of losing weight with control. Control capsules give you willpower to help you need, so you eat less and lose weight. Use as directed.
Mac works his magic inside a high-security prison on MacGyver. Today at 6, right here on USA.
This is Ron Ruddy speaking for Fred Jolot of the Letters Company presentation.